You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 16th of July 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another week and it's a glorious day here in Blighty and I wonder what it's like over there in Texas because we have with us today my co-host for Fridays, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, good day, sir. How are you doing?
To answer your question, it's hot. Unsurprising, it's hot. Now, back in the winter when we had that big cold snap and Dr. Johnson was making fun of us because we don't know how to handle the cold, I enjoy listening to him complain now about it being hot there, but he doesn't know what hot is. This is hot, you know. We're excited here, actually, because we haven't hit triple digits in temperature yet, and it's mid-July, but we're well into the 90s. And I just wanted to say, you know, I've made these remarks about all of these tranny stories we've done on Fridays, and I'm glad we've steered away from that. But I'm looking at today's story, and I'm not sure, Sven, that we're steering in the right direction. This isn't what I had in mind when we're steering away from this. I'm not sure what direction we're going in here.
Well, where do you go from Drag Queen Story Hour? I mean, just how do they top Drag Queen Story Hour? Well, they appear to have done just that with the Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey Story Hour for kids. A London library sparked intense backlash after it hired a self-described anti-racist carnival troupe with a performer dressed up as a monkey with a large dildo hanging between his legs for a children's reading event. Now, this monkey also had a naked behind. So what you effectively had was this half-naked monkey dressed up in a rainbow, dressed up in the homosexual colours, waving a large dildo around in front of children. And this was described as a children's reading event. I'm not quite sure how it was going to encourage children to pick up a book and read seeing this thing going on. I mean, they may have found it funny, but I mean, it's basically scandalising these children. They've gone from having drag queens there, which is an adult cabaret performance, reading to toddlers, to now just waving dildos around and naked behinds. I mean, even the Labour Party and even the council have condemned this, but they were the ones that actually set this thing up. I mean, it really does have to be seen to be believed. I believe they burst out of the library and scandalised some of the taxi drivers that were waiting outside. They sort of ran about on the street waving this dildo around with a naked behind. I mean, really, there's got to be laws against that, I think, exposing yourself in public. But since it was all done for anti-racism and pro-homosexuality, I guess those laws just don't apply. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
Can we bring back the drag queen? The drag queens will seem outright racist, suddenly seem just downright reasonable. Maybe that's the plan here. I don't know. I'm looking at this and they're doing these things while describing themselves as anti-racist. I have no idea how this has to do with racism, anti-racism, running around in a rainbow monkey suit with a dildo and a naked ass showing. I'm not sure how that works. I'm not sure how anybody would want to join that. Who's going to look at this monkey running around waving a dildo in everybody's faces and go, hey, this is something I want to be a part of. How do I sign up? I don't know who the hell is even going to do that. But apparently this is the message. It's a convoluted message, but we are in clown world. Maybe we need, this is it. We need to make this monkey the official official mascot for Clown World. I have just now snap made that decision. We are officially, we need to keep this pictures fan. We're going to make this monkey is the official, because you got to have a mascot. You know, every sports team has a mascot. It only makes sense that Clown World needs a mascot. And I nominate Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey for the Clown World mascot. This is a decision. You heard it here on the Daily Nationalist on this date. That has been determined. That is now official. And who says the slippery slope is a conspiracy theory? We have already jumped from Drag Queen Story Hour now to this.
Well, I think you may be right there about the point of it being that the drag queens don't look quite so bad after you've seen this. I mean, the whole point of them having gay pride was so that they could be over the top in public with dildos and all the rest of it. And then it wouldn't seem so over the top when they were doing less over the top things like holding hands or kissing in front of people. The theory was that if they had this gay pride where they were over the top exhibitionists, then maybe it wouldn't look quite so appalling to people when they were doing lesser things. So, I mean, maybe that was the point of this rainbow monkey. I mean, I'm not quite sure why you would have a monkey there in an anti-racist carnival troupe either, because apparently one of the things that the so-called racists have been doing is using monkey emojis on Twitter. Only they can't actually ban the monkey emojis because they get used for quite innocent purposes as well. So I'm not quite sure how you can tell whether it's a racist monkey emoji or whether it's just a normal monkey emoji. I guess it just depends on who it's actually been sent to. On Saturday, the Redbridge Central Library hosted a performance from the Mandinga Arts Carnival Group. Video footage shared on social media showed a rainbow-coloured monkey running out of the library with the mock genitalia flopping at motorists. Now, I find the name of the carnival group rather surprising as well. The Mandinga Arts Carnival Group. Mandingo was a 70s film or a 60s film, I believe, that was encouraging race mixing. And I think it was used as a racist term, actually, to refer to black people as Mandingos. Would I be right in thinking that, Grandpa? Do you know more about this? Do you know anything about this film, Mandingo, that the Arts Carnival Group appeared to be named after?
I've not seen Mandingo. But yeah, no, my first take on that was as well is this is supposed to be an anti-racist group, but yet they're using this Mandinga. Is that like the female? Because I know in like Spanish, you know, if it's like an A, like Latino versus Latina, it indicates female. But we know the rainbow Clown World mascot monkey is not female. Of course, then again, gender doesn't exist, so maybe it is female. It just so happens to have a penis made of silicone and rubber. I'm not going to try too hard to make sense of this because my mind might explode. But yes, Mandinga, maybe that's like a female version of Mandingo. But yeah, I thought the same thing. My first take on this was, you know, they're stepping in dangerous territory. This too could be deemed as racist. They're using a monkey, even though they colored it up as rainbow. This could be racist. They got to be careful because all these people on this, I don't know, leftist, global homo, whatever you want to call it, you know, they have to be careful too because they could step on the landmine. They could be the next target. So that would be entertaining. We can hope for that. I'm just trying to picture this running around, waving this around in people's faces. And I think of like the amount of diversity that's there, and I'm thinking, you know, a lot of these taxi drivers and stuff are from, you know, Islamic areas, and I'm thinking, wow, what, you know, if they kept this up, they could wind up with like a mini jihad or something, and would I feel bad about that? How would I feel as I'm trying to process all of these emotions that I would feel about that?
You know, I think it may be right. I think it may be a transgender monkey because it's obviously not real genitalia that it has flopping around there. So yes, perhaps the rainbow dildo butt monkey is also a transgender rainbow dildo butt monkey. Well, the event was part of a summer reading challenge in partnership with the World Wildlife Fund for a very special nature-themed challenge that will inspire you to stand up for the planet. And again, what does nature have to do with this? What does the World Wildlife Fund have to do with plastic genitalia and rainbow monkeys? It's like they've just put all these leftist causes all in together, jumbled them all up together, and then thought, and what we'll do is we'll scandalize the children as well by waving a dildo around in their faces. I mean, who thought this was a good idea? The library said that the purpose of the event was to provide caregivers with fun, family-friendly activities, maintain literacy levels, and create a safe space for children to connect with their peers. I mean, does that sound like a safe space to you? Would you want your children to be in a room with this rainbow dildo butt monkey waving his dildo around? Would you want your children's peers to be in a room like that? What about caregivers? Are they talking about people that look after the elderly? This was a break for them, or this was a chance for them to bring their children along to some fun, family-friendly activities? I mean, is that what a family is now? Nowadays, of course, we've recently saw these Blue's Clues and You cartoon, I believe it was, that had all different styles of homosexual so-called families in a carnival. Is that what they mean now? Is that a family-friendly activity? Somebody waving a dildo around? I mean, this is absolutely scandalous. I don't see how this is going to encourage people to read. I mean, they're going to be distracted by this. It doesn't say that the monkey was reading to the children. It just looks like he was just running around trying to shock people. And I don't understand how the World Wildlife Fund was involved in this either. I mean, it really does seem like a boon to the far right, really, to be creating something like this. I mean, it's like a meme that's come to life. I mean, it's far worse than a meme that has actually come to life. I mean, you really couldn't make this up, could you? What do you make of all these connections here? Summer Reading Challenge, World Wildlife Fund. What do you make of it, Grandpa?
I'm just still sitting here just reveling in my own brilliance of making this the official mascot for Clown World. Exactly. What does this have to do with nature? People donate to things like the World Wildlife Fund because they think it's a conservationist group. You know, I mean, because we love nature. You know, I'm big on conservation. I don't want to see pollution. I want to see wildlife protected. I'm big on those sorts of things, as I think most reasonable people are. But obviously, if you don't get it yet, it's obvious the World Wildlife Fund has apparently nothing to do with conservation. They've shifted the narrative. It's like these groups. You have all of these groups that promote this global homo agenda, and whatever they were originally intended for, now that is off the table. It's like you see these corporations run these commercials, and do this activism. It has nothing to do with selling their product. It's like they've completely lost the plot. Well, obviously, all of these groups, you think World Wildlife Fund, that's about preserving nature, conserving nature, protecting wildlife, but obviously it isn't. Obviously, now all of these groups are just part of the agenda. All that matters is the agenda. I think it's interesting, too, because people send their children to the library. They think they're doing a summer reading program. And you would think the children would be the center of the reason. I mean, that's what the program for. But it says the event was to provide caregivers. And I'm assuming that's the people that are charged with, you know, looking after the kids, the babysitters, as it were. The people watching after the kids at the library, but it says it was to provide the caregivers with a fun family. So it's like the kids are a second thought. I mean, the people either volunteer or paid or whatever, I assume they're volunteers, to work at the library and watch after the kids and try to make sure they have a fun time. But hey, we have to have entertainment for them doing their job. And so we're going to bring in the mascot for Clown World to run around looking ridiculous. What stretch of the imagination do you have to call this family friendly activity? What is family friendly about any of it? It's like they're just piling on absurdity on top of absurdity on top of absurdity. How much more outlandish can we get? Who's going to send their kids to the library after this story? And of course, we're going to get into it here where these politicians and such are going to feign outrage over it. Of course, like you pointed out earlier, they're the ones basically responsible. They set it up. They gave these people the ability to approve such thing. And yet now they try to feign outrage. There's a little negative pushback. Who's going to send their kids to the library? These are the people, these quote unquote caregivers. If you drop your kid off at the library, this is all you need to know. Even if they backtrack on this and say, oh, well, that was a mistake, we won't do that again. This is the mindset of the people you're leaving your children with. You drop them off, you think they're doing a summer reading program, but this is the mindset of the people you're leaving them with. Is that really something you want to do? And I think that is a serious point that people can take away from this.
you really don't want to leave your children at this library. What is it called? The Redbridge Library. That's the one. We've heard of it before as well because of their drag queen story hour. They have a bit of a reputation, but they've really gone the extra mile with this story hour. Following widespread condemnation for hosting such lewd content at a children's event, Redbridge Libraries said in a statement, "During an event put on at the library today, there was a performance by a carnival arts company. Unfortunately, one of the animal costumes was inappropriate, which we were not aware of at the time of booking. We deeply apologise for the offence caused. This is being investigated, and a further statement will be made." Well, hang on a minute. Surely you must have known about this animal costume. Surely they know the carnival troupe that they are booking to appear. Somebody must have looked through the literature and thought this is the sort of thing that we want to have at our library. I mean, why would you have a carnival arts company at a library anyway? A carnival is about things that you look at. It's not about books. It's not encouraging people to read, is it? It's encouraging people to watch a performance. Libraries are supposed to be places that are quiet places where people can read, where people can study, where they can research. Not where you have live performances. I mean, it's like they're trying to actually turn the library into something that it was never meant to be in the first place. They're trying to turn it into something that's going to distract people from actually being able to read. And I mean, who is responsible for this? Is it the library? They seems to me that they're sort of passing the buck here. They're saying these costumes are inappropriate and we were not aware of it at the time of the booking. So they're sort of blaming the carnival themselves for doing this, but they must have advertised that this is what they had, a rainbow dildo butt monkey. It's not like this is a new company that never existed before. Everybody knew what this company was responsible for, and yet this library is trying to pass the buck here, I think. Don't you think, Grandpa?
Yeah, it's absolute bullshit. Look at the weasel words here. I'm looking at their statement. And look at the weasel words here. "Unfortunately, one of the animal costumes was inappropriate, which we were not aware of at the time of booking." So what? I mean, you were there when they showed up and either already wearing the costume or they unboxed the costume and came out with the costume on. You were there. Somebody could have stood up and said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, pull some off to the side. You can't run around with the kids with the dildo butt monkey. You can't do that." They use these weasel words. Well, we weren't aware of it at the time of the booking. Even if that is true, and I agree with you, I think that's utter and complete bullshit. But even if that were true, it doesn't matter. You were there when they showed up. They were running around and nobody said, "No, you can't do that." They sat by silence. So now they're trying. Now there's a little bit of pushback. And now they're trying to, as we say, CYA, they're trying to downplay it, and they're trying to act like they're all innocent. Well, we didn't know when we booked them. It doesn't matter if you knew when they booked them or not, and I think they probably did. But you were there when they showed up and started running around in front of kids with this. What, none of these quote-unquote caregivers thought to stand up and say, "No, you can't do that. Out, no, stop. But they didn't. They didn't do that, and now they're trying to feign innocence. And like, "Oh, well, we just didn't know. We just didn't know." Well, you knew when you saw it and you did absolutely nothing. Again, who you don't want to leave your kids. It amazes me how people will just leave their kids willy-nilly, apparently, with anybody. But now you have this. I mean, why would you ever leave your kids there? Who would do that?
It's like they're trying to push the envelope, I think, isn't it? You know, they thought this would be okay. They thought they would try it. Maybe somebody might complain. And as you say, they must have seen what the costumes were like when they arrived, and they allowed it to go ahead. They were hoping that it would go okay, and there wouldn't be any complaints. And they were surprised when there was a complaint, and they didn't stop it until there was a complaint. They allowed it to go on until these parents complained. It doesn't say that it was actually stopped in the middle of the performance. As far as I'm aware, all of this information didn't come out until afterwards, after the performance. Nobody stood up to stop it. Nobody in charge at the library said, "Well, hang on a minute, this is not suitable for children." The library claimed that the event was organised by the local charity Vision and not by Redbridge Council itself. However, the charity does work in partnership with the council and is overseen by three councillors. So you have the library claiming it's not them, it's the charity. You have the charity saying, "Well, it's definitely not the council, but the council is actually overseeing the charity, and the charity gets its money from the council." So really, it's down to this Redbridge Council, it's down to Redbridge Library, It's down to this local charity, which is called Vision, and it's down to this carnival arts company themselves. All of them are responsible for this, and they're all trying to pass the buck onto these others. And I dare say the Redbridge Council is going to be a Labour council, but even if it was a Conservative council, it's still going to have the same thing there. It's the Conservative Party that changed the laws to allow the promotion of homosexuality to minors. I mean, it used to be that we had exactly the same laws that they have in Hungary and Russia, where you're not allowed to propagandize homosexual lifestyles to minors. And I mean, it's a very sensible law. And it was the Conservative Party that overturned that. It was the Conservative Party that brought gay marriage in. And of course, once you bring in gay marriage and you have all these arguments that two homosexuals together is exactly the same as a man and a woman together living within the sanctity of marriage, then of course you have to change everything else, and you have to teach the children that it's exactly the same thing. So it's the Conservative Party that are responsible for this as well. I know that some people, civic nationalist types and right-wing types, will try to say that this is down to Labour, but I don't think you can make a division between the Labour Party and the Conservative Party on issues like this. They're the ones that have encouraged this, and this is what gives this carnival arts company the idea that it's perfectly okay to do something like this, because this is the sort of thing that they are teaching. They're teaching children that it's that you can have two fathers, that you can have a father that turns into a mother halfway through, that a child can be born a boy but then can turn into a girl. You know, they're feeding them all these sorts of fantasies which just are not true, and that don't correspond with reality. So I can imagine that this carnival arts company thought that what they were doing is perfectly fine. They're perfectly fine, you know, that they teach five-year-olds about gay sex now, don't they? So why shouldn't you have a rainbow dildo butt monkey waving its dildo around? Well, the Redbridge Library itself features a slew of woke content on its YouTube page, including regular drag queen story hour style videos from the controversial Mama G drag performer, who has previously come under criticism for teaching young children how to twerk. I mean, you would imagine that because of this, because they were teaching young children how to graphically simulate sexual moves in an African mating ritual, you would have thought that because of the scandal that was surrounding that they would have been a little bit more careful about who they invited to their library, but clearly not. I mean, what do you make of this unholy trinity here, Grandpa, the charity, the council, and the carnival, and teaching young children how to twerk?
I'm just glad that nobody in Britain's having to speak German today. I was kind of lost again in the fantasy. If you could taken those people back then and said, wait a minute, before you really get invested, you know, in defending Britain, you need to look at this fast forward film of the future. This is what you're fighting for. In our democracy, you see, the great thing about our democracy and our values is that nobody's responsible. And you see this right here. Everybody's pointing the finger at each other and nobody's responsible. And they just keep muddying the waters and pointing the finger. And it's their fault. Oh, it's nobody's fault. Well, so over here, this group's fault. Well, I didn't approve of it. And at the end of the day, after this goes around and around enough times, nobody takes responsibility. We always hear, oh, well, this person's going to take responsibility, but they don't. Nobody's going to take responsibility for this. They'll just drag it out, point fingers till the story dies down and they move on to the next thing. I sit here and read this and we're looking, and you were just going over some of the progression of this, and at this point, nothing's off the table. And I very seriously pose the question, you know, they're pushing this agenda to this point. At what point, how many steps away are we now from actual live demonstration? You were talking about they're teaching homosexuality to five-year-olds. We've got the monkey now running around with the dildo swinging. And how far are we now from an actual live demonstration? Are we going to start getting they're going to have live demonstration of what these acts are and what these people are doing, you know, and then maybe ask the kids to join in. You can sit there and shake your head and say, oh, it'll never come to that. But really, I mean, we're at rainbow dildo butt monkey. I would venture to say we're not far away from that reality.
You know, they have already done that. I mean, in the 60s and the 70s, there was a movement in Germany that did that. I think they're called the Kinderladen movement. I can remember, I can't remember his name, who wrote an article on it about Hitler's nightmare, the Kinderladen movement. It was a left-wing movement in Germany that actually did that. They were having sex in front of children, and the pedophilia was involved. And this wasn't mainstream at the time, but fast forward now to 2021, and this sort of thing is becoming mainstream. The graphic Monkey Mayhem performance on Saturday was put on by the London-based Mandinga Arts Carnival Group. Mandinga claims that their public performances are guaranteed fun for family audiences wherever they pop up. Now, just think about that. That means that they have put these performances on before and nobody has complained. It means that families have seen this, parents have seen this, and they have thought that that's perfectly fine for their little toddlers and their children to see this half-naked man with a dildo between his legs, dressed up as a rainbow monkey, waving that around in the kids' faces. These families that actually went there to see that, nobody can have complained. This is the first time there has been complaints about this. I find that really shocking because, that is a real damning indictment of the modern family, that they could go along to something like this and not complain about it. What do you think of their advertising here, Grandpa, that it's guaranteed fun for family audiences wherever they pop up?
I think family fun has been defined down to where it has no meaning anymore. I mean, how would you even, what sane person would describe this as family fun? Now, I wonder how many of these performances they've put up, and maybe people were outraged over it. It's another one of those cases where if the media doesn't report on it, you're not going to know about it. So maybe people were outraged. It's just nobody got to hear about it. If you complain on it on social media, if anybody's left on social media that doesn't approve of this sort of thing, I don't know, everybody's been banned. You probably get in trouble for some kind of hate crime against rainbow dildo butt monkeys. I don't even know what to add to this. We've reached a level of absurdity now that it almost seems pointless to comment on it.
I really don't know where they can go from here. Well, the so-called Monkey Mayhem performance is described thusly. Escaped from the circus, this trio of acrobatic monkeys are causing havoc across town. They climb, they roll, they tumble, but nothing makes them go bananas like being mischievous and having a good laugh. First created in 2008, these monkeys have been entertaining audiences across Europe and the UK. They are highly engaging and love audience interaction, ideal for all kind of family outdoor festivals. So think about that. This has been going on for 12 years, and this is the first time that anybody has complained. I bet the council are surprised that anybody did actually complain about this. This has been going on for a long time that they've been doing this. I don't know if the dildo genitalia has formed a part of it for this length of time, or whether that was just put on for this performance. You know, I do think that what they're trying to do is push the envelope here and see what they can actually get away with. I mean, I dread to think of what he was doing with that genitalia when it tells us they roll and they tumble and they like being mischievous. I mean, it really is an adult performance, isn't it? It's the sort of thing that you would expect to see in a cabaret, not being shown to toddlers. I mean, what do you make of the fact this has been going on for 12 years with so far no complaints, Grandpa?
Well, I think that probably it's just progressed. It probably started off as just people in monkey costumes, you know, jumping around and rolling. I mean, if you read the description, it doesn't sound bad. They climb, they roll, they tumble, and nothing makes them go bananas like being mischievous and having a good laugh. There's nothing here mentioning this, you know, the other stuff. You know, they don't say, and it's kind of like false advertisement. You know, they don't say, oh, well, they're colored like a rainbow and have a big dildo swinging around and they're going to swing it in your kids' faces. They don't put that out front. If you just go by the description, it does sound kind of innocent. I'm going to guess that, no, hey, they weren't running around with the dildo swinging. I'm just going to go out on a limb. You know, they've progressed just like the rest of this society has, quote unquote, progressed. I think regressed is probably the correct term for it. Again, all that's going to happen with this, there's a hubbub. We've already seen people are pointing fingers. They're just waiting until this cycles out of the news, which will probably take all of about 3 days. And that'll be that. Nobody will be fired. Nobody will be held accountable. This whole council ought to be wiped out. The library should be shut down. New people should be installed and things put back to normal. Well, no, that's not going to happen because that's against our democracy and our values. In our democracy, nobody's ever responsible for anything. Somebody hired this troop. Somebody didn't stop them when they showed up inappropriately dressed, and nothing was done. And nobody will be held accountable. It's all just, I don't know. It's just very tiring. They do this same routine all the time, and then they'll come up with the next thing. You're absolutely right. They're pushing the envelope, and because they keep getting away with it. I mean, there's a little pushback with this, but it'll die down. Like I say, within about 3 days, it'll cycle out of the news and everybody will be on to the next topic. And there'll be much hubbub about nothing until they roll out the next more absurd thing, the live graphic. Now the monkeys are actually doing butt sex. They're actually using the dildo. They're showing the proper way to give oral sex. Is that off the table? Does that sound absurd? Is anything off the table anymore in clown world?
I can imagine that the people that are really going to take the rap for this, it will probably end up being the performers, even though they weren't really the ones to blame. I don't think it would have been the people that actually booked them. Mandinga openly professes support for leftist activist causes such as Black Lives Matter and even offers a list of anti-racist resources on their website, including the 1619 Project from the New York Times and How to Be an Anti-Racist by critical race theory proponent Ibram X. Kendi. I mean, he's awful person, absolutely awful person. He's so anti-white. Have you heard of this Ibram X. Kendi? Grandpa, have you seen him on anything recently? He seems to feature quite a lot in America at the moment. He's the main proponent of anti-whiteism over there. Have you heard of Ibram X. Kendi?
No. I mean, I've heard of the critical race theory. I've not seen anything or watched any interviews with this guy. I just know it's extremely anti-white. But they're talking about, they link this with Black Lives Matter and these supposedly pro-black causes. And how, again, they call themselves Mandinga. They're dressed up running around with monkeys, and yet they're saying they're tying this to black people. You say what you want to about the blacks, but I don't see black people being all about running around with dildos in a rainbow shape, you know, rainbow costume, acting like a monkey. If Black Lives Matter and critical race theory, of course, we know critical race theory and all this anti-racism, it's just strictly anti-white hatred. But they put on the window dressing of being about promoting and helping black people, about being about black people. And I can't imagine anything being more offensive to a black person as a group claiming to be linked to being about you and promoting your interests, running around in front of kids in a monkey costume with a dildo swinging around. It's absolutely insulting. And yet these people are so tone deaf. It apparently doesn't even matter. Of course, we know these things, this critical race theory and BLM, none of it has to do with promoting black people. It's all part of anti-white race hatred. And so that's how this group ties in, because it's about destroying society. You destroy the society, you're destroying the people. And the society itself was created and is a representation of white people. So in that sense, it is all tied together. This is a mockery. It's a form. It's a rubbing it in your face that your society is collapsing. It is being destroyed. And you can see where the link there is with the anti-white race hate agenda.
Yeah, it certainly can't have been black people that are actually in this troop. It has to have been white liberals doing this, I think. Well, they say hearts and minds have been awoken on a scale never seen before. We have an opportunity to make fundamental and positive changes. Black Lives Matter reminds us this is a movement and not a moment. We desire to be a part of this movement. Through the medium of our art, we will come together through collaboration, awareness, and resolve to make a small but creative mark on this momentous life-enhancing journey, the carnival troupe wrote. How are they going to make a small but creative mark on a momentous life-enhancing journey by waving dildos around at children while dressed up as rainbow butt monkeys? I mean, and this moment, they say here, it's a movement, not a moment. Well, it was Keir Starmer who was saying, well, this is a moment and not a movement. You know, but when people say that they support Black Lives Matter and they get accused of supporting left-wing politics, they say, oh, no, we're just supporting the moment. We're not supporting the movement. And yet what we see here is that whenever anything is actually linked with Black Lives Matter and they're not trying to distance themselves from it, then they admit that, yes, it is a movement. It's a left-wing movement. It's an anti-white movement. It's not a moment in time. And people that are taking a knee and that are supporting Black Lives Matter, this is the sort of thing that they are supporting. They're supporting the scandalizing of our children. They're supporting things like the 1619 Project from the New York Times that makes white Americans out to be oppressors and that tries to do away with whiteness. This critical race theory proponent, Ibram X. Kendi, who wants to do away with whiteness and wants white people to pay reparations for slavery. All of this is all tied up together. So when you see people that are taking a knee, this is what they are supporting. You know, they can pretend that they're just supporting the moment and they're just being anti-racist all they like. But the fact of the matter is, taking a knee is the Black Lives Matter symbol. And this is what Black Lives Matter are all about. Essentially, it is about destroying white society. It is about overturning civilization. Civilization was created by white people, and Black Lives Matter and critical race theory is about deconstructing whiteness, which is the essential part of being white. So, and everything that is to do with being white, they wish to deconstruct. And that is an attack on our very being. That is an attack on our very identity. So white people that are supporting this, I mean, it's just blatantly suicidal what they're doing. It's not about doing what they can for black people. It's not about helping black people at all. It's about attacking whites. And more and more people, I think, are waking up to this. And that's why stories like this do actually help us, I think. What do you make of their quote here about hearts and minds awakening on a scale never seen before, Grandpa?
In their little circles, perhaps. Now, you brought up, you know, this whole, you know, ending whiteness. And if you look at this in the context of the big picture, this is a larger part of the dehumanizing. We're in the dehumanizing stage. If you go through the stages of a genocide, you know, we're in that stage where they dehumanize you. We built up with that when you're tearing down representations. This was what the ripping down the statues was all about. You're attacking the statues. You're not attacking people. These inanimate objects. Well, now we've moved on to talking about, quote unquote, ending whiteness. Well, how do you do that? Well, you do that by ending the people. I don't think it's over the top to say we're warming up for a genocide here. They're going step by step. They've dehumanized white people. They tore down the statue. They've got people ginned up to attacking representations, effigies of white people. You see, you have to build them up, because once you enter into the official genocide part, you know, people cannot have this mindset that they're doing this to other people, other human beings. They have to have a mindset that they're not actually human. And so they're conditioning the mob to have this mindset that these are not even human beings. These are just like an evil entity, an inanimate object that has to be ended. When do you hear these terms thrown about? And that statement about ending whiteness, that was published in major publications, and nobody got fired. Nobody got accused of promoting hatred. Here, you know, we speak the truth here at Radio Albion. And of course, we're constantly accused of all sorts of hatred. How do you end whiteness? This is a call for ending the people. I mean, you are a white person. If you're white, you are that. You are what you are. So the only way you're going to, quote unquote, end whiteness. Now, they're still early enough at the stages. They're trying to put window dressing on this. You know, oh, well, we're just talking about white behavior. If you switch that, it's tiring doing the whole switch the race game. But seriously, if you switch the races and talked about ending blackness, and people said, well, that's racist, and you're talking about like wiping out black people, and you said, oh, no, we're just talking about ending black behavior, it would quickly be pointed out that there's not a difference here. You're going to end black people acting like black people. The only way you're going to do that is to end black people. And that would be a valid argument, but the same applies to this. You can't say you're going to end whiteness. I mean, that is moving people. Really, you got to understand that this is a movement in a genocidal direction. And I'm not being over the top with that. They are well into the dehumanizing stage. Now they're talking about ending you, openly talking about ending you. And people, you know, then you got these stories about rainbow butt monkey, and it just seems silly. But when you get into tie into these other things, it's very, very serious.
When you bring up the removal of the statues there, it reminds me of South Africa. I mean, that's what they did there. They removed the statues of the white pioneers that built South Africa, and they replaced them with statues of Zulu kings and all the to represent the black people that are now the majority there. And all we have to do is look at what's happening in South Africa this week to see what lies in store for the West if we keep heading in the direction that we're going. Well, following the backlash online, the Labour leader of the local council, Jaz Athwal, wrote, "This is disgusting. I have taken immediate action. Upon finding out, I contacted Vision. Vision have confirmed that the contract has been cancelled. An apology is sought in the first instance, and an explanation will be scrutinised by the council's legal team." And remember, the organisation said, well, this was the charity's fault. The charity said it was the council's fault, and now you've got the council that are saying it's Vision's fault. It's the charity's fault. It's all past the buck. And this Jaz Athwal, it doesn't sound like a very Anglo-Saxon sounding name to me. I suspect that he is probably non-white, and you do have to wonder what the Muslims in the area would have thought about this. You know, they try to tie Muslims in with homosexuals and Black Lives Matter and all the rest of it. And the reason for that is because all of them are anti-white. That is the one connection between all of them, because Islam is not going to be supportive of rainbow dildo butt monkeys, but Islam is anti-Christian and anti-white. And that is the connection here. And this this Jaz Athwal, I should imagine he has connections to the Muslim community. And I do wonder why there hasn't been any calls against this from then. I guess it was probably just all white children that were there at this library that were being scandalised by it. What are your final thoughts on the rainbow dildo butt monkey anyway, Grandpa? What do you want to finish up with today?
Well, no, I'm sure that these things are always carefully staged in safe areas. You can bet the troop isn't going to show up and run through, say, a mosque with rainbow dildo butt monkey, because you would have a mini jihad on your hands. And I think it's arguable, you know, that might would be, well, I don't want to say justified, but you could understand that there would be a backlash from the Islamic community. I'm sitting here thinking about that and what you just said, and you know, it may be, would it be worth paying the Islam tax if we could get rid of all of this sort of nonsense? I don't know. It's an economics question. Maybe it's something to consider, but no. They stage these things in, you know, where they know they can get away with it. You know, it was it's probably an affluent white area. It's probably where upper middle class people send their kids to this library. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of the demographics, but you can be assured that it wasn't the equivalent of running this nonsense through an Islamic area, because we all know that wouldn't have ended well.
Well, thank you for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.